Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maybe we should change the way that we hire football coaches, Diesel. Tolos, I have a thought experiment on this Thursday edition. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on what is a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in the upstate. But I do have a thought experiment, Diesel, when it comes to college football, when it comes to every coach and their mother being fired and many, many coaches on the hot seat. I want to ask you and the Tolos to join me in this thought experiment where I ask the question, a big picture question, should athletic directors change how they hire head football coach or coaches in today's modern era of college football? What do I mean by that? Well, I'll tell you. Shane Beamer and Dabo Swinney have one thing in common. They are both the CEO style of coach, right? Where they have to hire a really good defensive coordinator. They have to hire a very good offensive coordinator. And Diesel, unfortunately, we have seen when you get those hires wrong, when the head coach gets those hires wrong, it can become a train wreck. Opposed to a coach like a Dan Lanning, Lane Kiffin, who calls their own plays, who has that established year-in and year-out offensive identity. I want to take you and the Tolos on this road with me doing this thought experiment because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I'm just wondering if Diesel, athletic directors should change or at least think about changing the way or the type of football coaches that they bring in to lead their program.
Well, it depends on exactly what you mean by that. You got me intrigued, okay?
Yep, you want us
to change everything, and that's what we do in America, right? You don't like what you got, change everything. You change your hair, you change the way you dress, you change
your
car, you change your house.
Beard color?
You can change your city, you can change your beard color. I've been shampooing with Dawn detergent to try to get this black,
sorry,
try to get
I'm
this
sorry, I had to bring
black
it up.
Hair dye out. But you know what's going to happen, man. It's never coming out.
No.
It's going to be black forever.
I like it.
This is an interesting concept here. I'm going to need a little more information.
Well, there's risk involved when you hire a head coach, right? Mm-hmm. Any hire, when you and I hire someone, when our boss hires us or somebody else, there's always risk involved. There's a risk factor involved. And when it comes to college football in 2025, everybody wants to win yesterday, right? You want to win yesterday. You don't want to win now. You don't want to win tomorrow. You don't want to win next year. You want to win yesterday. You want to win a national championship yesterday. You look at the Diesel, the amount of money that's being spent on buyouts, it is ridiculous. So when an athletic director, a Jeremiah Donati or a Graham Neff or whoever it may be, hires a head coach, there's risk involved. However, if you hire a coach that's a CEO-style coach that then has to go and hire a really good defensive coordinator and a really good offensive coordinator, My thing that I believe we should start looking at is you add more risk. You add more risk because you have to not only get the head coach right, but then your head coach, Diesel, has to get the OC right and the DC right.
Okay.
And we're seeing that in this style of college football, with the money being thrown around in the transfer portal and the ability to go get players quickly and bring them onto your roster to fit what style you run, the Lane Kiffins and the Dan Lannings and the coaches that call their own plays, I feel like there's less risk involved with a proven play caller as the head coach, because they don't have to rely on another guy to make them successful and keep their job.
So you're saying you never want a defensive coordinator to be a head coach ever again?
No. No promotions.
I get where you're going. You want to simplify the organizational tree here and have your head coach also be your play caller. Are you saying you want that to be the case across the board? Head coaches equal OCs?
Well, if I were an AD, if you and I were an athletic director and we were having to piece this puzzle together, and again, Tolos, want to hear from you as well. Phone lines are open, 844-326-3663. Hub City Spartanburgers text line open at the same number. If we're having to piece this together and do like I said when yesterday, if you put yourself in an athletic director's role, Diesel, when you get that hire right, that right hire, that correct hire, has to then get his defensive coordinator hire right and his offensive coordinator hire right, in a world where a lot of these head coaches that you're playing against have less risk involved because their head coach, maybe their specialty is defense. I'm not saying it's always the head coach is the OC. I'm just saying when your coach doesn't have a specialty, it seems as if in this new modern era, they're behind the eight ball because coordinators are being promoted to head coaches. It's hard to get the coordinator hire right. Just ask Shane Beamer.
Yep.
I just feel like
on number four.
That's my point. I feel like if I'm an AD, and Tolos, tell me if you disagree. If I'm an AD, I want to bring somebody in that has a specialty in calling defense or a specialty in calling offense. I just feel like there would be a lot less risk involved that way.
So you're done with the CEO type of head coach. Done with that type of guy.
I think so.
At the very least, it could save you some money, right? Because you're not having to pay an OC if your head coach is a former offensive coordinator and he's going to call the plays. If he's a defensive coordinator and he's going to call the defense, then you don't have to hire a defensive coordinator. It's an interesting concept. The problem, Cole, with that is talent comes from all over the place. It can be a special teams coordinator if you're Shane Beamer. It could be somebody who never played the game. And are we gonna apply a prerequisite that you have to have played the game to be a head coach? Eli Drinkwitz never played the game, and he's doing pretty well
he's
at Missouri.
Good. Yeah.
So, look, talent comes from all over the place. I would love to see a little more onus put on the general manager when it comes to hiring decisions. You know, because college football is not structured the same way as the NFL. In the NFL, you got ownership, GM, head coach, everybody below them. But college GMs have a completely different job from NFL GMs. Yeah, it's essentially a personnel type of role, but they're having to re-recruit the same kids every single year. They're having to fundraise and to make sure that they have the money in the bank to pay all the players what they promised to pay them. Oh, and by the way, the GM is also heavily involved with hiring head coaches. GMs in college football are so new that I haven't heard of, and it's not to say that it hasn't happened, but so far I haven't heard of a high-profile GM coming into insert Power Four school here. That guy feels like an institution. He's been there forever. He's going to be part of hiring the head coach. We haven't seen a whole lot of head coaching turnover and GMs staying put because a GM and an athletic director have kind of a hybrid role. AD kind of covers all sports, but a little bit of football. GM covers all one sport. Sometimes you have ADs in control of just football, so you might have two athletic directors or an associate athletic director in charge of football. It's a big old mess the way that college football has designed itself. It's we're kind of reverse engineering. College football is kind of reverse engineering the professional model instead of actually setting up an organizational structure that makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the professional model as well. I want to get there in just a few minutes. Tolos, by the way, if you just tuned into the show, welcome in to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. I am asking the question if AD's athletic director, not Anthony Davis, if AD's out there should change the way in which they hire a modern football coach. We'd love to hear from you. The Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open at 844-326-3663. The Upset Picks Challenge is also open as well. We need to see the text line start flooding in with upset picks. Diesel, I want to get to this Shane Beamer stat that kind of ties into this segment conversation. So you, I, a lot of people out there like Shane Beamer. We believe he's a good coach. But we also know that much like Dabo Swinney and his hiring of Brent Venables, Tony Elliott, Chad Morris, hiring the right coordinator is a big piece of the puzzle. South Carolina, under Shane Beamer, has hired Marcus Satterfield, who previously called plays at UT Martin, Chattanooga, and Temple. Then they hired Dowell Loggins, who had never called a single play at the college level. And then they hired Mike Shula, who had last called plays at the college level.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Diesel, 20 years ago.
Oh my.
At Alabama. So, needless to say, Shane Beamer's hires of offensive coordinators and his tenure have been horrific. They haven't panned out. And I think Dow Loggins was probably the best one of the three. However, this is my point. This goes back to Jeremiah Donati, if he's listening. Jeremiah, if you're listening to the show, if you're up in G Vegas or up in the Berg and you're listening to the show, I want you to know, the next head coach you hire, you need to hire someone with a specialty. There's less risk involved. And I just think that's the direction that AD should start to venture towards, Diesel.
I do wonder, Cole, and now we're waxing poetic about, you know, how the game of football has changed. Football has gotten to the point where most schools are running roughly the same style of offense. You know, some implement more spread concepts, some do a little more heavy on the run game, some kind of feature a little option attack here and there. But ultimately, they're all kind of running some version of the pro style because that's where kids out of high school are coming.
Excuse me.
But have you ever considered that when Georgia Tech was running the triple option, and on top of that, when Georgia Southern was running the triple option, they got to pick from a pool of candidates to be head coaches and offensive coordinators who were the absolute best at running the triple option because not a lot of teams did it. So you could be really picky, really choosy on who you hired. The absolute best at running the TO, that's who I'm going to go and get. as opposed to now, everybody wants the same candidates because they're all kind of doing the same things.
Yeah.
They're all running essentially a pro style of offense. Maybe we need to decentralize the type of offenses that we're running in college football, and we could allow these guys to specialize once more in some exotic and interesting offenses.
Tolo's out there. If your head coach, if there's a head coach hired at your program, would you rather the head coach be the CEO style head coach that Shane Beamer and Dabo Swinney are, or would you rather the head coach that your AD hires be someone with a specialty? And you brought up the NFL. We've seen it in the NFL as well. And you know what? You go ask Andy Reid. You go ask Sean McVay. You go ask Mike McCarthy, who, you know, called his own plays. You go ask a lot of these guys, successful NFL organizations. And Diesel, you see it in the NFL too. I'm not saying that you can't. Brian Schottenheimer. And look what Dallas's offense has done this year. Their defense is trash, but you're seeing this in the NFL as well. And I think, though, even though it's a different sport with the NFL and college football, I just think there's something to be said about your head coach being the play caller. Nick Saban was a defensive-minded guy as well.
I will tell you this, and this is where I think you're aiming at. Now that we have GMs who are doing the job of essentially personnel coordinator, coaches don't have to do that anymore. Therefore, they can be the ones to specialize in either offense or defense. Maybe we don't need a head coach who can hire an offensive specialist and a defensive specialist. We need to hire a head coach who is one of those specialists so that they let the GM handle all the financial stuff, the recruiting stuff. Let him handle the keeping the players happy kind of stuff. Coaches, wash your hands of that. You don't have to do it anymore. Think about it. That's why so many coaches who have had various levels of success are getting out of being head coaches, and they'd rather go be coordinators somewhere because they don't want to have to deal with all that stuff.
So let me ask you this. Let me read this off to you. When you talk about the CEO type head coach, I think it's a old model. You have this charismatic leader like a Dabo Swinney who oversees everything, basically what you just said, the offense, the defense, the recruiting, the staff management, everything. But I just believe, Diesel, where we're seeing this shift, where we're seeing this change, is the complexity of this new era that we're in with NIL, portal, high stakes, booster pressure, you name it, media, compliance, you name it. I think some schools might benefit from venturing away from that CEO mentality, Clemson, and finding Diesel, the on-field tactician.
I'm going to say something that you're not going to like,
okay,
but I think there's a large nugget of truth in this. I think what you're asking for is more of a soccer-style head coach.
Ooh, soccer.
Think about it. Soccer teams hire and fire head coaches constantly throughout the season. Soccer coach puts together a game plan. He directs practice. And then once the game starts, all he really does is personnel decisions. You know, like sub this guy in for that guy.
Yeah.
And they hire and fire soccer coaches all the time. They hire and fire hockey coaches all the time, because there's so much more onus on what the players on the court are doing, less on the decision-making that a coach has to do. And Madcraft, good question here, says, would the AD then need to hire the coordinators and the head coach have no input? Maybe the question is, should the GM be the one hiring the coordinators and the head coach have no input? We talked about this last week with Shane Beamer and his upcoming hire as OC.
Yeah.
Should Shane Beamer be the loudest voice in the room hiring an OC when he's gone 0-3 so far?
Well, it's a good question, and I want to be very clear. I'm not opposed, Diesel, to the head coach being the CEO. I just want the head coach to be more of an architect for the offense and the team, the style, the play calling. JB brought up something that I'm glad he did, because I was going to get to this guy. JB says on the YouTube stream, the Spurrier Kiffin type coach. Kiffin calls his own plays. We see others in the college ranks. Josh Heupel, he was a co-offensive coordinator. Steve Sarkisian, offensive. We see it in the NFL. We talked about it. Steve Spurrier, I think, Diesel, in this modern era of college football, and I know many people may disagree, and Gamecock fans would love to hear from you. I think Steve Spurrier, in his era, in his game, was already, if not the best, one of the best at offensive play calling, being able to feel the game out, use instincts, and go as call as he goes, if you will. Meaning feel the game out and allow his play calling to go as the game goes, to go as the game flows. And I bring Steve Spurrier up because I believe in this new modern era, when you can go out and get your new shiny toys and just pick them, hand pick them, I think Steve Spurrier would be phenomenal in this new modern era of college football because, let's be honest, Steve Spurrier, Diesel, he was the architect of South Carolina's offense. And right now, 2025, in the past few years, the Gamecocks have had no architect offensively. Their offensive identity has been nowhere to be found. Even Dow Loggins, who was a good play caller, I think he was better than what Mike Shula did, there was still not that identity, even with a great quarterback in Lenora Sellers. I just want an architect. That's what I want.
And the hard part is not everybody can go out and hire some guy that had quality experience as a coordinator somewhere else first. Not everybody is going to go out and be able to attract, whether it's John Summerall at Tulane, he was a coordinator before he was a head coach. Not everybody can go get that guy. And trends come and go in sports, but you know the trend of wanting to hire an offensive coordinator, of course, is always going to be a popular one. People care most about offense, putting points on the board. Yeah. And then if you can hire a defensive coordinator that can give you just enough defense to win football games, that's the ultimate goal. It would be a fascinating study, Cole, and I just asked ChatGPT. ChatGPT, of course, doesn't know the answer to this question. What percentage of current college head coaches had prior experience as a coordinator?
Oh.
I'd bet that number is really high, as opposed to essentially other. You're either an OC, a DC, or other. I would have to bet the other category is fairly low. Yeah, maybe some wide receivers coaches are in there, some special teams coordinators like Shane Beamer, but the vast majority are probably OCs and DCs.
A lot of upset picks coming in. Texter from the 809 says high school recruiting was Dabo's strong suit before NIL. That advantage was literally bribed away from him with dollars thumping culture. That's it in a nutshell. Those days are gone. Good text there. Good text.
Really interesting topic to start the show. Let's keep it going. In the very next segment, we'll talk to Jordan Kay of the State Newspaper in our weekly States segment, talking all things South Carolina Gamecocks. So Jordan, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.